You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
First 3 days are done. How's camp going for you so far?
Camp's going really good. Mostly a learning process right now. Just trying to get down the technique and the formations of the offense. But other than that, you know, camp's going pretty good right now.
So you had pretty eventful offseason in the winter, you know, having options of pursuing NFL or coming back to school. Can you just kind of go into that thought process of what you did from after the bowl game until you decided to come back?
You know, I did a lot of talking with my mom. That's the main thing that I mostly did. But, you know, I got to speak to some people about my projected grade and everything with that. And, you know, talk to my coaches and my family. And, you know, it's kind of like a little long process, you know, just talking back and forth. But at the end of the day, you know, I thought the best thing for me was to come back and, you know, first of all, to get my degree, but second of all, to, you know, try to up my stock in the draft board and also to help the team out, you know, go all the way this year.
And did you talk with Anai or Pennsylvania at all during that time? Did that influence your coming back, or were you just fully focused on what you were doing and what you needed to do?
I didn't really know what their plans were, but, you know, for me, you know, I thought about it, you know, about my future and everything, and just thought that the best thing for me was to come back for my senior year.
So you're entering your senior year. After exploring kind of your draft stock with the NFL, are there things that you are focusing on personally that you want to get better at over the next couple months?
Yeah, most definitely. There's been a couple of people that I talked to. Also myself watching a film from last year and my sophomore year, just all 3 years, just watching my weaknesses and trying to focus on those stuff and try to build it up to be my strength this year. There's a couple of things from last year that I've taken good notes on that I've been working during the off season and trying to focus on it right now too during this fall camp. To better it for this upcoming season.
And it seems like every year you've been in the program, the team's just gotten better and better each year, and the expectations have gotten bigger and bigger. Looking at that, what's kind of the recipe of success that's happening within this program where things are getting, that seem to be getting better each year with the team?
I think, you know, just coming in from my freshman year till now, I think, you know, it's the different type of style each guy brings. I think the work ethic that each player has on this team is something that really developed over the years since I've been here. And also just being a good listener to our coaches and everything. You know, freshman year, it was all right. And then sophomore year, started picking it up. Junior year, picking it up, and then now this year, you know, we have a lot of guys that came back from last season, you know, not seniors, but, you know, younger guys, you know, and they watch the older guys and how we do things. I think it's just, you know, the older guys just send that standard for the young guys to see, you know, how it is and to follow.
So right now, Utah's getting a lot of publicity nationally, ranked 15th in the country in the coaches poll this week. But the D-line, the position you're with, a lot of people have them ranked as best in the country. Do you have to block that out at all? Is it something that you take joy in knowing that you're ranked that high, or do you not really care?
For us, D-line, we think we're the best just for us, you know, inside the room. But when the season comes, you know, we're going to have to prove that, you know, all this preseason and all these rankings and stuff, you know, we try to block that out. What people say, you know, it's funny to me how they just now notice, you know, and they want to rank us now, you know, as one of the top D-lines. But, you know, we know us D-line in our room that, you know, we're the best that we are as a group. But, you know, we try to block what other people are saying about us and just worry about, you know, whoever's in the room with us.
Awesome. Lucky. Hey, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.